really love their history, and they live in an old country. There's a book called On Living in an Old Country. So England has a long, uninterrupted, continuous history, which it values. And old buildings, people like living in old buildings. I live in a 17th century, a 300-year-old building. And that in England is high prestige. A modern building is not such high prestige. Likewise with universities. This university has many old buildings. They're very expensive to look after. This chapel here, for example, costs more than £1 million a year to look after in running costs. And of course, being over 500 years old, bits of it are constantly needing attention. So the college has to continuously renovate it. As soon as it's renovated, they have to start again. And they're also doing the fountain here, which is quite recent, only a bit over 100 years old, I think. But it symbolises the fact that nothing is finished. History is not finished. And that if we want to value ourselves, we should really value our past, because that is where we came from. There are many countries which try to constantly pretend they are new, and that they were born new, and that the future is the only thing that is important. In Cambridge, the future is important, but the past is equally important, and it's the blend between the two that really makes this such a rich place.